The East Valley Institute of Technology. This is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
88.7 The Pulse, it's Wrench Nation, Frank and Steve. We're here again, third week now. Loving the new show, Wrench Nation. Hope you are too. You can call in, of course, with any questions you may have at 480-655-8870. 480-655-8870. And we spent the weekend out in Fountain Hills.
Oh, my goodness.
Concours in the hills.
The fountain never looked so good.
Because it had 750 cars around it.
And you know what? What was the, it was close to $100,000 raised.
Oh, yeah. I think it's over $100,000. They broke the record.
Nobody does it better than a bunch of car people getting together to raise some money, for sure.
That's right. All went to the Boys and Girls Club of Scottsdale and Fountain Hills. So thank you to everyone who was a part of that. There were thousands of people out there. And besides that, how's your week been going, Frank?
It has been amazing, but I have to admit something.
What?
It's like, you know, the guy that fixes your shoes.
Right.
He's walking around with holy shoes.
Yes.
The AC in my truck on the way over just went kaput.
Oh, no.
It's no bueno.
Well, I'm proud to say that my check engine light is no longer on.
What did you do?
Lights? Nothing.
Do you light sage? Off. You did something.
It just went off.
You didn't rub it?
Nothing.
You didn't kick the tire?
I filled it with gas again and it goes off.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, obviously we'll get it in the garage.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a serious problem.
I don't think it's serious, but my air conditioning needs recharging, I think.
Yeah, you know, and I got to tell the listeners out there, probably the number one topic, you know, we're talking extended warranties today, but the number one topic is probably going to be my AC because we just
got hot.
You know
what? We're going to have to get into that again very soon.
We're talking AC and extended warranties, people.
That's right. Extended warranties. We're going to be talking about that today. I saw a show recently. I don't remember what show it was, but it was about a company who basically offered extended warranties, and we've all gotten them in the mail. It seems like as soon as your warranty runs out from the factory, you get one in the mail.
It seems like the ad that I get for 10 apples for 50 cents.
Right.
And then the other ad, I'm not retired yet, but I'm getting AARP.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the third one is a solicitation for the reason why you will crash, burn, and die. You need this contract. So we're gonna talk about that. But you know that car show, Steve, was like eye candy on steroids.
Sure.
I mean, we had Bugattis out there. We had the
Bugatti.
Ferrari.
We got that song. I didn't play it last week, but I'm gonna play a little tiny bit of it here.
But
it's so bad, it's good.
There was actually several Bugattis and just a ton of great, great cars. Yeah, there you go.
Check this out.
All right.
You go ahead, keep talking there.
All right, so we got the Bugattis. But I got to recognize a few great people that are listening. You know, Car Daddy.
Right?
Right? CarDaddy.org.
Okay.
All right, not the original GoDaddy, but Car Daddy. Dave Knight takes children with cancer, man.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
He's awesome.
He gathers people that have, you know, the high-end luxury vehicles, and he reaches out to these kids.
The Bugatti music.
Yeah, I'm trying to feel that.
Exactly.
You know, and so, Dave Knight, you're listening, brother. You're a rock star, and if you've got a luxury vehicle, man, get together with Dave at CarDaddy.org. He's doing some great things for children that are in, you know, it's like Make-A-Wish, but with the vehicle
side.
You're
talking about that with me out in Fountain Hills. Awesome. I'd love to meet him someday.
Met the great folks at Barrett Jackson. You know, a lot of folks don't know that Barrett Jackson does sell vehicles year-round. They got a great showroom out there. So great cars. We had several Ferrari clubs out there. We had Scottsdale Ferrari. And listen, people, if you're driving a 92 Honda Civic, don't be intimidated because it wasn't all about the fancy schmancy. There was a smorgasbord. In fact, we talked to the one gentleman who makes a serious run. He had the Tatra 603.
Right.
Which apparently is the predecessor to the Volkswagen.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
That's what he said, right?
I got to tell you, and he'll probably tell you the same thing.
Was that the guy from Czechoslovakia?
Yeah. And what's really cool is the dude dresses in like period uniform with the car. And look, if you're listening, his name's, you know, two Franks get together. Right. We were having all kinds of good fun, but an ugly car. Frank, you heard it from me.
Right.
An ugly car, but what made the Tatra 603 by this gentleman
so... It's won so many shows. It's crazy.
It has, and the reason why... Remember, the Concours d'Elegance is how well those vehicles are being restored to the original, exact original, if not exceeding mint condition.
I did not know that.
That's, you know, when it started with the French. You know, the French, they do things wonderfully with cars sometimes.
Right.
They don't go fast enough.
Oui, oui.
But we had a really good time out there, and I want to thank everybody for hanging with us on the show. We had the great folks out, Joe and Pat, from the Sports Collector Car Center.
How about the boat car?
You know, and let's just face it, you've got a lot of retired folks that do this. They come out, some of them from Canada, and, you know, what are they going to do?
So it reminds me of a movie like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang something.
Yeah, it's like boat people and car people got together. They had too many drinks. But this car, and the whole thing was, you know what? I was trying to convince the folks there at the fountain area.
Take you for a ride?
Get it in the lake.
Apparently there's too much salt in there.
Too much.
It'll eat it up.
So, you know, the boat car, the Amphi car is what it's called. The Amphi Red has propellers on the back.
Amphibious,
But just a swell time. A lot of eclectic cars out there. We had a great contingent of muscle cars and hot rods.
Oh, there absolutely was.
That community is amazing. So we thank everybody. We had a good time.
And we'll be back again next year. It'll be even bigger, I guess.
Incredible.
They're thinking about putting the cars all the way around the other side of the fountain, too.
You know what I envision? I think this is going to go to the west side from Fountain Hills.
There you go.
We're going to do
up the V-line to Mason.
We're going
to
grow this. So it's good time.
Have a little snow as we go north.
Yeah.
So what else is going on in the auto world before we start taking calls?
Busy day, but I want to reach out. We had several folks on Facebook that, you know, they had some conundrums. And
speaking of Facebook, of course, Wrench Nation is Facebook. And we've reassessed our numbers, okay? Because we're a brand new show. We want to get you to get on Facebook.
We're under pressure.
We want to get you to get on Facebook, all right? And at Wrench Nation, we have 323 likes so far as of today.
Oh, gosh.
So I'll tell you what. Well, we started with 60-something, so we're not doing too bad. I mean, when I first logged in. And so we have 1 million. What is it?
It's a million watt.
A watt? Recharge? That's an awful bright light. It's a rechargeable spotlight, okay?
Yeah.
It's integrated AC charger in there, 345 lumens. It's yours if you get on there now.
We're giving stuff away, people!
And like us, we have to get to 330 to give this one away.
It's easy.
Only 7.
Now, why the heck would you want to go on Facebook, Steve?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, the show is off air for 140 hours during the week?
Exactly.
But this is the
24 times 7.
This is the picnic table.
40.
You do the math. Is it something like that?
48.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, we are a 24/7 show on the internet.
Right. You can ask anytime on Facebook or Twitter.
And we had Jason last week. He called in. And listen, people know. I mean, I've been in the industry for many years.
Right.
And without tooting my horn, pretty successful, but very straightforward. Some just disclaimer, people. You got a car care conundrum. We're going to do our best to solve it. Otherwise, Facebook.
We got one new like.
We got a like.
We need 6 more, and we'll give away this first prize.
All right, we're cooking now, baby.
Let me get the spatula out.
So the thing is, Facebook is just the forum. When we're gone, we're only on for an hour. You know, maybe catch us on Wrench Nation iTunes. We got the iTunes account. We got the YouTube. We put out the videos after the show. We actually take you in the garage and show you what that repair was. But so Jason called in. And
that's right. Jason called last week. He had the air conditioning problem.
And he had some pretty, you know, some goofy things going on. But you know what? Just to let everybody know, you listened to that last week's show. Jason took care of that problem with what we kind of suspected
was the
air mix door.
Right.
Right. So if you've got your car care conundrums, call in. We're here for you.
Doesn't have to just be about the warranties we're going to talk about today. It can be about anything. Anything you need to know about car repair or cars, buying, selling a car, anything. 480-655-8870. If you call today and give us a question, I will give you a free pair of Renaissance Festival tickets, okay? 480-655-8870 is the number. Justin's waiting to put you on hold, get you all set up to talk to us. All right, quickly, before we get out of this segment, what else is going on in the car world?
Well, I got to tell you, this past week, there was a situation with some expired, what Good Morning America claimed was expired engine oil.
So there can actually be oil that's expired?
Well, it's a little skewed. It's a sizzle headline, really, what it's about. But apparently, one of the major dollar store companies had oil sitting on the shelf next to all the premium oils.
Okay.
It was very cheaply marked.
Sure.
And the oil was really rated for cars pre-1988 and some lawnmowers. So that's a problem. Most people would go in, cheap oil. Oil is cheap. I'm going to buy it. But this oil wasn't rated for a modern-day engine. So, look, be careful. This is expired.
Was it a discount store?
It was.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be careful about
well,
that.
Well, what I'm saying is this. Most people, when they're... Look, people aren't going to disc 99-cent stores to find stuff to change their oil with.
I hope not.
Maybe they're going in to get a quart of oil to top off their engine oil, right? They're in between cities. They're traveling.
I don't remember even in the 80s paying that little for oil. Of course, maybe nowadays with the way the price of oil, maybe we can.
Oil's cheap.
I do remember 59 cents, like at Target, you can buy a case.
Oh, gosh.
Like 59 cents
I don't know what's
for a
in
bottle.
That.
Right?
59 cents for oil.
That was
good.
A long time ago.
I mean, it's like buying Berber carpet for 99 cents.
That was back in the time when I had a waist that was under the number 40.
Yeah, so if you're stopping by, you know, you get a lot of convenience stores. You're going out there. I need to pick up some stuff for my car just to, like, top it off. Make sure, people, check your owner's manual. And certainly get on Facebook if you got any questions about what the specifications are for your car. Just read the labels because this particular national chain, you know, they're probably at the end of the day not going to get into serious trouble. But I right. guarantee you they're going to remove, you know, maybe they'll put like one shelf by itself.
Sure.
Cheap oil, buyer beware, may work with lawnmowers.
Yeah, exactly. 480-655-8870 is the number. Somebody's already on hold. We'll talk to them when we come back. That's 480-655-8870. We got another Facebook like. We're up two.
We're up two. Let's
we
got to
get five more, okay? Facebook Wrench Nation, we're under pressure.
We are under pressure, baby.
Therefore, that's what we shall play. That's the wrong under pressure. I want the Queen and David Bowie mix.
Oh, yeah.
All right, on 88.7 The Pulse, Facebook Wrench Nation is what you search for. Also on Twitter, 480-655-8870 is the number. Call us now.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
That's right. There's a place you can get your questions about cars answered with Frank. Of course, Frank owns Desert Auto Care.
Desert
Is that
Car Care.
Car
baby.
Care. I got to get it down.
Chandler
Desert
Store.
Car Care in Chandler. He owns the one on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard. And he's here. He's an expert. We've got callers. So let's check in with Barry. Hello, Barry.
Howdy.
Hey, what's your question?
2005 Toyota Tacoma, rear leaf springs, standard 5-stack, 150,000 miles. They don't seem to be carrying the load as level as they used to. Do they wear out, and how do you tell?
Very good question. I've got to ask you, Barry, are you towing, trailering? Are you doing any load work in the back of that?
Nothing exceeding GVW. Do off-roading with it. Don't want to limit travel.
Right.
I've added an air ride leaf spring system.
Very good.
It's only rated at 1,500 pounds.
Right.
And it goes from the axle to the, it doesn't defeat the load carrying capability. It just, it's that extra just to keep it level.
Yeah. You know, in extreme occasions, it's very easy to tell. For those that may have, you know, sort of a suspension in the rear of the vehicle is going to start tipping down. Right. And I don't take it that's what's happening, correct? I mean, do you visually have, is the back of that thing almost like
lowrider? No, it doesn't
low rider.
Drag. It doesn't
yeah.
carry any lower.
Right.
And they're designed to ride like a half-ton truck. It's a
absolutely
comfortable ride.
Yeah, the 05 Tacoma is actually a great platform. Let me ask you about the shocks now or struts, if it's coilovers in the back. What's the history on that?
Replaced them 10,000 miles ago. Went from Bilstein factories to the 5100 series. Adjustable ride height.
Nice. Very good. So leaf springs over time can sag, man. They wear out. The tensile ability of leaf springs to be able to, you know, support a load in the back.
I didn't want to add a leaf to increase the stiffness and then also
yeah.
get that little bit of lift. So that's why I chose the air springs instead.
Right. And how are the air springs working out? Are they that did that change the support?
Firestone makes air ride, and those are rated at 2,500 pounds, and that's more weight than I work with.
Right.
So I found ones that were 1,500, and they're you can keep them as low as like 5 PSI. So
right.
they're really adjustable. So they've worked out so well so far, but I just didn't want to maintain that as my suspension system.
Exactly. That should be a supplement. You know, that's very much adjustable to any loads, any special needs that you have, which is awesome. Not quite the standard with a lot of folks driving a Tacoma. They may just have stock. The thing about leaf springs, what I've seen in the garage over the last year, you know, several years and talked to many people, if you're going to have a leaf spring that starts sagging, visually you're going to see that. The other thing I'm going to have you do and check, Barry, it sounds like you're under there quite often, you know your truck very well, if we've got a worn leaf spring, we're probably going to have a worn rubber bushing to the leaf spring mount bushings where they mount. Check the rubber on that, you know, and if you've got rubber that's worn, there's a good sign that, you know what, the age of these leaf springs are probably worn with it. So I don't see a lot of leaf springs as particular problems coming into the garage, as if maybe I've got an older Chevy that's got maybe 250,000 miles or perhaps one of our fleet clients that may really be pulling a lot. So
are you talking the jounce, the bump stop?
The actual mount for where those leaf springs mount underneath by the frame, check the rubber for those, the where that bolt goes through. If that rubber eyelet where it's supposed to hug, almost like a control arm bushing where we're putting putting the bolt through. My thing is if you've got cracked age rubber, maybe pieces of missing rubber, that's an indication that, well, you know what, the life not only of the rubber mount, where that mounts at, which would typically cause a clunk, right, because we're moving too much around that bolt mount, that's an indication that you may have sagging springs. However, it sounds, brother, it sounds like you've got every accessory known to man in the back to really give you a nice ride. I'm not sure that you would need leaf springs unless you've got, you know, you've got some hardcore symptoms.
I just wanted to make sure I was going to get the life out of it that I expect to.
I want to say something here. I have no idea what the hell any of you have been saying for the past 5 minutes.
I think Barry will agree.
My God.
Let's keep it simple. Suspension.
Are the brownies yet?
Oh, my God.
Think of an aged mattress spring, Steve.
Do you put gas in it? That's all I know.
Yeah. But, Barry, follow up with us on Facebook, man. I appreciate you listening. I think you'll be okay. You can always stop by the garage. If I'm not in your neighborhood, get with us on Facebook. I got great gals, good guys and gals around town, all over the state, actually, in the country. We'll make sure you're all right. So,
hey, Barry, thanks for calling. We're going to make sure you get some Renaissance Festival tickets. Hang on, and Justin will come back to you and tell you how to get those. All right. From the text at 480-655-8870, Sandy in Sun Lake says she has a 1997 Honda Accord Coupe, red original owner, purchased in 1996, really low miles, 54,500.
Wow.
Grandma's grocery getter is the car. The problem. Her passenger window goes up and down with passenger door switch, but only down from the driver's side. Does she bother getting it fixed? Is it something her son should do? Is it worth it? Is it going to be expensive since it's so old?
Oh, my goodness. She's got a 54,000-mile 97 Honda Accord. Fix everything.
Fix everything. I don't know about that.
Well, I'm obviously being facetious with that. But it sounds to me, and if I got the symptoms correct, it works from the driver's side.
Yeah, she said it works on the problem. My passenger window goes up and down with passenger door switch. So on the passenger side, but on the driver's side, it only goes down, not back up.
All right. It sounds like a switch for sure. And so there's a couple things you can do. Go to your little local office store. Won't name names. Can I do that, Steve?
Sure, absolutely.
Staples, Target, whatever
Office
store.
Office Max, whatever.
The key is get a little spray, a little air blaster, and take some of that air in that beautiful 97 Honda Accord and blow some air by the switches, the master control switches on the driver's side. If we've got poor contacts, well, they're going to stick like that. Best case scenario, we've sprayed it down with a blast of air. We've removed any cockamamie debris, and it starts working again. You know, so it sounds like there's a switch issue. If that doesn't work, very well worth fixing. It sounds like you need master window control switch, that whole window control switch. Inexpensive, 5 minutes to change. Fix it!
Fix it, all right. We asked, Joey got disconnected. So, Joey, if you're there, is that Joey on the phone? It is. Put him on hold. I want to talk to him. All right, Joey's got another question. 480-655-8870. Your chance to ask Frank whatever you need to ask about your car. 480-655-8870. If you call today, we'll make sure you get a pair of Renaissance Festival tickets. By the way, Sandy in Sun Lakes says, would you like to buy her car?
Well, Sandy, quite frankly, we do have a lot of my folks that come in have college kids looking. So, yeah, sure. Get on Facebook, contact me. It's a gem. You can get what you want. There Nobody you will negotiate.
All right, Joey. Hey, Joey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
how
man.
Are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling back. What's your question?
Hey, my question is, I got a 2003 Hyundai Santa Fe, and I've noticed that when I go to the gas station and I fill it up with gas, it doesn't want to start. So what I've been having to do is I've been having to leave it running while I fill it up with gas. But I've also noticed that once it gets to about three quarters of a tank, I see that the needle for the RPM starts jumping and it like starts to want to die. What could be my problem with that?
Ah, very good. Another dancing like the Macarena.
This my truck is doing the same thing.
We want to just put the cheap gas in it and carry on with our day, right, Joey?
We don't need that drama,
Why Joey.
Why not, Frank? Why not?
My car needs to stop doing that.
Joey, first off, thanks for your patience, brother. On the 03 Hyundai Santa Fe, just to make sure I got it right. So you're filling it up, and then, you know, you get the engine starts idling a goofy, starts to jump around and dance. Is your check engine light on?
No, it's not.
Okay. Well, I tell you, there are, you know, we had a call similar. I think it actually may have been Steve's
car. It was me, yeah.
Now, ultimately, the car's going to have to be diagnosed, but I think what we're aiming at, and I have to ask you this first now. If you fill it up halfway, is it behaving?
Yeah, it is.
It's only three quarters to full.
Yeah,
all right. So think about this for a minute, okay? The airway, right? You're breathing through your airway, but we're eating through that other plumbing device. And they've got a little valve that closes so we don't choke. We don't choke. So the gas filler neck is designed to allow fuel only get down in the tank and so it, right? Now, there are some emissions devices. Now, on an 03, I can't say they're primitive compared to, you know, you get an 014 or 15 or even a 2012. They're very computer managed.
Sure.
The bottom line is I suspect, Joey, we've got fuel entering where we've got a vacuum source. And we're getting fuel to the vacuum source, which should only be air to the engine. And that's causing the funky idle.
Basically, it's flooding itself.
I would say so. Now, Joey, if you can't come by our place, I got great people all over the valley and the country. Get on a Facebook. I want to make sure you're okay. That is one that would need an X-ray, would need an inspection. Don't throw parts on that car. In the meantime, I highly advise don't fill it up until you get it in. Fuel where vacuum needs to go for an engine is no bueno. It's like eating a meatball and it went down the wrong way in your lung.
Frank, by the way, you got to like us on Facebook because we only need two more to get to our first goal. Two more.
I'm going to have to do that.
But don't do it while you're driving, Joey.
All right, Joey. Drive safely, man. I hope that helps, okay? Hey, hang on a second. We'll get you some Renaissance Festival tickets, all right?
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, awesome. Your calls at 480-655-8870 or your text or your Facebook post. We're here right now. We can see them or your tweets at Wrench Nation, all right? And we only need two more likes on Facebook to give away our first prize, all right? 480-655-8870. Call now. Wrench Nation continues after this.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
480-655-8870 is the number. All your questions about car care, all your questions about car sales, car buying, whatever you need, it's here at Wrench Nation with Frank and Steve. I'm Steve, he's Frank, and we've got another caller on the phone because we love the phone calls. And we'll take him as soon as you call in. Tyler's on the phone. Tyler, say hello to Frank.
Hey, Frank and Steve, how you guys doing today?
What's happening, good. Tyler? What are you doing, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just driving around in an old Ranger here, and I have a question for you guys.
Awesome.
It's an 07 Ford Ranger, 58,000 miles on it.
Nice.
The gear selector is a little loose. Now, the needle that shows what gear I'm in is correct, but when I go to shift, there is a little bit of play. I'd say probably three-quarters of an inch. Both ways of the throw.
Oh,
is that
right.
Something I should be concerned about?
Well, you know what it is? I tell you, it's like wearing sunglasses upside down. You can sort of get a little shade the same way, maybe off a little bit.
Right.
But mechanically, you are engaged in the right gear. Where we get nervous is if you're kind of, you know, dropping it. You know, when you drop it from park into drive, it sort of has that. You have a rhythm. It's like tying sneakers. You don't even pay attention.
Sure.
It's a certain rhythm, right, Tyler? So you drop it in drive, and then perhaps it's looking like it's in low gear, right? Or neutral.
Actually, the needle is completely true. The needle doesn't move even with the play.
Gotcha.
So I can play with it, but the needle is true.
Uh-huh.
So I was that was kind of. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, so how does it feel? Is it sticking, the shift lever?
Not at all. It's loose. It's just
you got some slop. So it sounds like there should be an adjustment, a tightening of a bolt or nut kind of thing. You take it in. Now, what I would say to you, I would take that serious, okay? Because when things are loose, you start cause, it's a domino effect, right? And so with your car, always remember, safety number one. Number two is major mechanical, things that can cost buku money later.
Right.
So in this case, perhaps not an immediate safety issue, but you got a little slop. And you don't want that to translate into a domino effect of other items in the steering column. So get that adjusted, tightened. It sounds like that will take care of it. Get on a Facebook. If you don't stop by the garage, I've got a ton of people for you. Does that make sense? I think, Tyler, yeah?
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, thanks for the confirmation on
that. You got it, Tyler. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, hang on a second. Justin will come back and get you some Renaissance Festival tickets. Thank you so much for calling today. We got one of your friends on from Prescott Tire Pros. Louie's on the phone.
What is happening, Mr. Louie?
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, good. Frank's here, too.
What is happening, baby?
How's it going, Frankie?
Good. I have to give you a very, 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 very special introduction. Louie Gomez out of Prescott.
I love Prescott.
Amazing town. Prescott's got amazing people, amazing businesses, actually.
Yep.
We know them. I mean, really family. I mean, God, could you imagine the whole country running the show like Prescott?
Prescott's awesome.
It is awesome.
I got Gary here too, buddy.
Gary, what's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. How you doing, Frank?
Great to connect. And for our listeners, Gary's the Picasso for auto body collision restoration. I mean, you stop by his place and I drool every time I go by. I got to wear a diaper. I got to have a bib. The guy's amazing, talented, Prescott Auto Body. And we've got Louie Gomez as well. Out of the Prescott Auto Center running the Tire Pros up there.
Uh-huh.
Louie, I got to ask you, man, you do so much amazing things out there. Tell me about the Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, yeah.
With the 2016 Corvette.
This is pretty amazing, man. I'm going to turn this over to Gary because Gary's front running this thing.
All right.
I mean, so Gary can kind of explain to you what's going on with this. This is just pretty awesome for little old Prescott here, but Gary is world renowned. You got to hear this. Here you go, guys. All right, Frank, what we got is a 2016 C7 Corvette, and we're going to wide body the back, 10 inches in the back, 3 inches in the front, put big old wheels and tires, turbocharge it.
Oh, my goodness!
All flat. And then we're going to take it to Palm Beach Barrett Jackson in April, so it'll be on display there. Then it's going on the USO tour to Iraq and Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
Then it comes back, and the NFL takes it for September for the Warrior Appreciation Month.
Oh, wow.
Then it's going to SEMA.
Wow.
And then it's going to go to Barrett Jackson either to get auctioned off in January next year or go into the Super Bowl to be handed to one of the Wounded Warriors, given to them.
That's awesome.
We mentioned this earlier. You know, we did the Great Concourse d'Elegance out in Foothills. We had a ton of great restorations and builds. This is what we're talking about,
right,
people. And I will, listen, I'm going to toot our horn for all of us car people. When we get together and we want to raise the fundage for the major, look, Wounded Warriors, we can't do enough for Wounded Warriors.
That's
and
right.
I'm telling you. And so, please, I'm going to get on a Facebook, and I believe we're mutually, you know, hooked up on, you know, Wrench Nation's brand new, but you got to keep us posted with the build progress. You said that you're adding horsepower. You're widening the rear. Tell us about the widening of the rear.
Well, we're putting Z06 Corvette wide body fenders on it, and then we've got another company that's manufacturing an extra wide body kit that's wider than the Z06. So we're going to put those on top of the Z06 wide body kit.
Oh,
so it's going to be extra wide in the back.
So you're taking a fine steak, and you're giving
I love
it,
steak.
You're giving it your special touch. And Gary is an amazing builder. The man is, I mean, and tell us about that. I mean, it's like engineering, the drafting, the drawings. You're not just looking at it and saying, oh, okay, let's bend it here. Tell us about your process,
What's
Gary.
What's the process?
Well, we're going to unbolt all the panels, and then, you know, the panels that we get on that are factory, we're going to rebolt those on, but we have aftermarket ones that are coming that are wide body, and we're going to rivet them on like the fighter jets do everything.
Awesome.
Because we're going to paint it like a fighter jet.
Very cool.
Gosh.
Very cool.
Tell the people.
I can't wait to see this thing. When you get it done, we want pictures of it. We might have to go up there and broadcast.
We got
to
tell the listeners. Louis, Gary, tell us the Facebook where we can find you guys.
You can go to Louis Gomez Facebook, okay? It's my personal page. I run the business page off that because I can't do enough on that. So Louis Gomez, you'll see me more often, my son on there. You can follow it. I'm getting ready to post some pictures tonight. We have the brand new car. It was just delivered. An NFL player paid for this car 100% and gave it.
Wow.
Warriors.
Amazing.
So we're going to get everybody involved with wheels and tires and suspension, so forth, so on. Everything's going to be donated on this thing.
This is amazing. And we're going to keep everybody informed on Wrench Nation. And I got an announcement. You guys know we have the Wrench Nation YouTube. We like to do the videos in the garage about car care conundrums that we do on the show. We get a visual and we kind of go through that motion. But guess what's happening next week, people?
What's that?
Louis Gomez, Prescott Auto Body, and his amazing facility. We tell that story on YouTube next week.
All right, Wrench Nation on YouTube.
We go out to Gary's place and the whole auto center at Prescott Auto. We just kind of give you the reveal. I'm not gonna tell you guys the surprises. There was a lot of surprises, but if you get on a Wrench Nation YouTube, we also tell the story of our industry, man. The good, the good, the good. And sometimes the bad will come after that.
Right.
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys, for being on. Hey, thanks for what you're doing for Wounded Warriors. That's awesome. It's incredible, and we want to be involved as it goes on down the line. All right, guys?
We will. We'd like to have you guys, and if it goes at Bear Jackson, we'd like to have you guys up on stage with us out there when we give that thing away.
We'll be there.
Rock on, brother. I'll catch you soon, baby.
All right, guys.
All right, Wrench Nation, 480-655-8870. Guess what? We got to 330 on Facebook.
330!
So this prize is going. We got to 330 at 430. All right, so what we're going to do is a little bit later, Frank's going to go on Wrench Nation. He's going to select one of the lucky people who has liked Wrench Nation on Facebook to get the first prize, which is a 1,000,000-watt rechargeable spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
Peak performance, 345 lumens, integrated AC charger. He'll pick somebody to win that. Somebody locally, Frank, don't pick it, because we can mail it. You can FedEx it out.
The show is young. We don't have that kind of money.
Okay. So you got to be local or you got to come and get it. All right. Now, we do have a topic today, and we haven't discussed anything. We want to find out about if you've ever purchased an extended warranty for your car or ever thought about it. You've seen them come in the mail, all right? So your calls about extended warranties at 480-655-8870. Frank, my question for you last week when we decided we were going to talk about this was, is there any actual good ones? Is there any real companies that offer an extended warranty that actually is going to benefit you in the long run?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, look, nobody's paying us one way or another to promote extended warranties. So no, if they're all BS, then we should say they're all BS.
Well, BS.
Yes,
they are. Well, I will tell you straight up. Like any other solicitation.
Right.
Be careful. There are good warranties out there, and we're going to dive in. There's really some tips I want everyone out there to understand. First off, we got to establish, what the heck is an extended warranty?
Right.
Or what is a vehicle service contract?
Okay.
What's the difference of this golden umbrella that I'm about to spend lots of money on?
Right.
Because they told me stuff's going to get really expensive as my car ages.
Well, see, I've been into car dealers.
Uh-huh.
And I've sat in there, and I'm not going to mention the names of the car dealers for this reason, but because they're local and I don't want to offend anyone. But I've sat there and they go, oh, so your warranty is 5 years, 50,000. And then we're going to give you this extended one now, and you're going to sign it now, and you're going to have this right there when I'm buying it. I'm going like, no, I don't need that for $1,687.
All right. So number one, since you mentioned it, this is a number one tip.
Okay.
Okay. If you, first off, the fact is you need to purchase as close to the manufacturer, which in this case, I got to say, if you're buying a warranty, if you choose, and we're going to talk about why you should or maybe why you shouldn't. The research, and you can find this on Consumer Reports and all the big wigs that have done the studies, the closer you are to the original manufacturer, which means when you buy the vehicle at the dealership,
all right,
the level of coverage and the, look, as consumers, we want to know if stuff doesn't work out, who can we yell at?
Exactly.
There's more recourse and you're going to pay more. However, it's all negotiable. And we'll talk about that. The other thing too, and I've talked to a lot of folks around town actually in this last weekend, sort of preparing for the show and getting the take. There are certified vehicles, and certified vehicles will actually come with sort of a package warranty.
Okay.
I'm an advocate for that. Certified vehicles means that...
Like certified used cars?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So each manufacturer has sort of their logic behind how many years and what mileage before right. they say, get out of here, we're not going to certify it.
Right.
But when they're certifying it, guess what, people? You're actually going to get the inspection. That is key. If you're buying a vehicle and it's got low mileage and you're perhaps wanting the peace of mind and you're entertaining that extra leverage of in perhaps 5 years from now, the compressor goes out, that's an expensive repair. You want to start off with the inspection, right? And so when you buy a certified car, mm-hmm. you get a baseline. That's a win-win.
Because usually the certified ones that I've seen, they might give you a year.
Right.
A year extra warranty. Because you might be buying a 2005 or something, and the original manufacturer's warranty has run out.
That's right. And the thing about warranties is this. Number two tip. And we're going to, by the way, we're covering all this again. For those that may have missed the early part of this show, we'll get on YouTube and we'll put all the tips out. This is very important stuff. If you buy a warranty,
right,
don't buy it when you still got the factory warranty. It needs to start when that expires.
Right.
That's you. And a lot of policies don't. They tell you, oh, yeah, you've got this extended warranty, but it starts kind of in the middle of the factory warranty. So you're running a year, year and a half, and it doesn't cover it. So my tip is, if you can, when you buy an extended warranty, number one, we talked about buying it straight from the manufacturer usually gives you the best leverage. Now, there are a minority, and I say minority, of extended warranties that exist legitimately outside of that.
Well, how many times have someone come into your shop and they said, well, I have a warranty, and you look at it and go, well, this company, it doesn't cover it.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about. It is incredibly frustrating. Usually on price points, people, and again, you pay for what you get. We talk about this. We don't want to overpay. But if you're buying an extended warranty and you've been quoted by the great policies, and we're going to talk about more in detail what makes a policy great, and you're getting quoted $2,200, $2,500, and you've got this company that's $1,500, come on, common sense, consumer, be careful. And what we're talking about are items that are wear and tear. Look,
tires.
Well, I mean, the
brakes.
Most good policies are going to cover more. The junky ones are going to have a list of we don't cover this wear
right,
and tear.
Right, right,
we don't
right.
wear and tear. Wear and tear.
Right.
So it's really just a bogus contract. And one more thing I would tell people, and please call in with your questions.
We have a couple coming up.
It's really a big decision before you buy. If you're going to buy a car, don't wait till you're in the finance department.
When they're doing that, it. The
and
warranty.
I have all the respect for finance departments.
The auto service contract. Listen, I'm sitting there going, you're just trying to get more money.
Well, you know what? It's a business. Let's just respect everybody.
Sure,
everything's negotiable. What I'm saying is, be a prosumer, man. Be a professional consumer. Don't be a consumer. Be a prosumer.
Right.
Research it before you get
Absolutely.
There. Research.
Absolutely. All right, Greg's on the phone. Greg, you have a question with your arm with Stephen Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's happening, Greg?
Good, man. Good. Talking about extended warranty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things you want to be very, very careful of is to make sure you understand that an extended warranty does not cover all things 100% of the time or 100% of the value, because you can get stung if you don't understand that. And when you come up to the counter and let's say the warranty company is only going to pay X amount, that, you know, some of the lower price ones will kind of want to negotiate with a shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then that balance due will have to be paid for by you, the consumer.
Yeah.
So that's what you get into.
Absolutely.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
We got Greg Buckley on the line calling from Buckley's Car Care out of Delaware. Always calls in. Greg, you rock, brother. And I want to speak to that a little bit. It is absolutely, it'll make a very good garage and all the people throw up in their mouth when you've got to make the phone call. And the policy says one of the most rotten things, and these are the cheap policies, let's get to it, is LKQ, like-kind quality. In other words, if your gas tank is leaking and it says gas tank covered, based upon like, kind, quality. In other words, it's going to be used, and you got to have poor Greg Buckley or Mr. Frank in his garage and others who want to go to bat for you, and we got to call you and say, we got to put a used part in that one there. That's what's covered under your policy. It is a bad deal, so you know what I say? Review. Go to your local relationship garage. These people, look, we get in there. We know what these policies are about.
Sure.
If you're going to buy a policy, call your local rock star mechanic. Call him and say, listen, man, there's 25.6 pages of thousands of legal stuff.
And you know what? I mean, I would say that I've considered buying these extended warranties on vehicles, going, okay, I drive this car a lot. I'm already past my warranty because I had, 5 years, 50,000, but it's 3 years and I'm already at 72,000. And they're offering an extended warranty and I'm going like, wow. And then I got to sit there and go, okay, maybe ask your mechanic about it, but take your time and Google it.
Well,
you're going to find out. I think you're going to find out a lot on Google. Sure, once in a while, there's the person who has a bad experience, and that's the exception.
This
is for the most part, if you have 100 reviews.
I'm getting excited, and Greg will get excited with me and all. We've got a ton of great automotive service facilities and body shops all over the country. We're just getting excited because you know what? Google can't stop the power of a phone call to your local great good guy or gal.
That's true.
That's there to help you. They'll tell you, that policy is BS.
Well,
yeah.
And I'm going to ask you. Go ahead.
We'll even invite the customer in to review the policy that they consider purchasing.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure that we go over all of the terminology, what they're going to cover, what they're not going to cover, and what they're made, what they should be made aware of.
That's right.
In case, or the deductible portions, all that absolutely comes into play. And again, you got to weigh it out because there are some makes and models, and Frank, you know this very well, that really have a tendency to really validate getting a warranty.
Well, and I'll mention it. There is a percentage. Yeah. I'll mention them. This is fact, and I'll just say it. It was the studies were done. I believe that was Consumer Reports. We can always put that on Facebook. But here we go. Don't be upset with me. But the percentage of people that purchased an extended warranty that were extremely unhappy.
Yes.
Were people driving Subarus, Honda, and Toyota.
Wow.
The percentage of people that were extremely, extremely happy.
Right.
Because they really got, and the average is about $800.
Okay.
Is the average. So if you pay a $1,500 for a cheap policy.
Right.
$800 is about, guess what cars those people are really excited for the extended warranty. You
Which
ready?
Ones?
Here we go. Mercedes.
Oh.
BMW.
So the expensive ones.
And Chrysler.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So look, the bottom line is the other thing too, and I think Greg will agree, here's a couple of more tips. Typically, the really good, extensive extended warranties that are going to cover, they're going to give you a couple of other great things. Be on the lookout if the policies include these items.
Okay.
Out-of-town expenses. If I'm out of town in San Diego and I break down, my policy will cover some of those out-of-town expenses.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, limitedly,
all right.
I can't say I stayed at the Trump Plaza.
Right.
But they will also cover tow.
Okay.
They'll cover rental.
All right.
And they're really in tune to trying, in a fair fashion, to reimburse you for your downtime and aggravation.
You know what? But my State Farm insurance will cover the towing and the the rental and all that.
Yep.
So it's double dipping and it's not going to get covered.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest factors that when I refer a warranty policy out, Frank, it's to my customers, is when I know that the warranty company will pay the full rate for the repair in terms of labor dollars.
Yes.
They will not negotiate. They will not pay only X amount.
Right.
They won't leave the customer hanging to dry with
my health insurance does that. And I'm stuck with the rest. I mean,
we're not here, a shop is
right.
There, they have profit to make. There's no question about that. And one of the worst things that we can do is spend hours trying to negotiate this repair
right.
on the behalf of the client.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're going to knock our rate down just because they say they can and that's what they agree to.
Very good points.
Says. So, you know, there's a lot of things. That's fairness.
Yes.
That's
and
what
Greg,
I really look for.
Great points, Greg. You rock. And we always appreciate your call. Tips. If you're out in Delaware, sure. Check out Buckley's Car Care. One more point. Real simple. We all do our little Google online reviews.
Right.
But the FTC,
okay.
Federal Trade Commission, you can research all insurance and specifically extended warranty insurances. And certainly check the BBB. And don't forget the number one tip, call your local mechanic. They
call
know.
Us.
Call us, people. Call us.
All right, Greg, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Buddy. Guys.
Appreciate your input.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse continues next.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Yeah, 480-655-8870. Final calls. We love it when you call. Hope you'll call for weeks to come, every week, every Wednesday, 4 o'clock here. Wrench Nation, like us on Facebook. We passed our goal of 330 today. Let's see what we got to. We got to, let's see, we type it in Wrench Nation, which means we're going to give away our first prize, and we're going to have that winner on with us next week. 331 likes.
Yay!
All right, so our next goal is 350.
350.
350 for the next prize.
We got all a special shout out. Laura Thomas, ABC15. Oh, where the hell?
Yes.
Shout out to Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for listening to the show.
All right, we've got Robert on the phone. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What's happening, Robert?
I was one of your likes today.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it. You know what? Robert's our winner. He's our winner. Let's give him the prize.
Yeah, baby.
Robert, you got the prize. We're giving him Renaissance Festival tickets. We'll give this to another like.
It's coming out to you, buddy.
All right, we're going to get you the Renaissance Festival tickets, all
right? Right on. Guys.
Right on, brother.
All right, go ahead, man. Tell us what's your problem.
Hey, man, I got a question more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of my own work.
Cool.
On my brakes.
Okay. Nice.
You know, I hear a lot about people saying, oh, yeah, you should have your brakes turned, your rotors turned every time. And what if it's not, if I'm not getting the wobble, and I'm not, doesn't seem like anything's warped. Is it necessary when I change my brake pads to take them in and get them turned every time?
Well, look, the fact is this. We call it pad slapping, right? Pad slapping. And, you know, I mean, you could pad slap brakes. The problem is, think about this in a certain way regarding the pad face and the rotor face, all right? That mating, as that pad starts to slow down that rotor, if we have any imperfections, not enough to cause a pulsation on that, Robert, but enough to change the keyword harmonics. Think about a reeded instrument like a clarinet or an oboe. When you blow through it, that's harmonics. It sort of squeaks or it grinds. I highly recommend resurfacing rotors so that you don't develop a future problem. And it turns disastrous because then, well, now the face of the pad is worn a certain way. The other thing, too, is you've got to have an RMS factor. Without getting all crazy technical, you know, there should be a rough finish to the rotors. And, you know, if you're doing your own work, you can take it into a Napa or a local store. It doesn't cost anything. It really is peace of mind. It's proper practice. Certainly all garages that are going to take care of their people, they're going to resurface the rotors. Now, if you said, hey, Frank, I'm going to get rid of it in 2 weeks, I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable. You may sell something that may make noise, but we'll follow your lead. But a garage is really going to, it's like going to a doctor. There's certain procedural things. However, to answer your question directly, you'll have stopping. It just may sound like a clarinet once in a while. I don't know.
Okay. No, all right. No, I knew growing up, never heard of it. And then, you know, recently, I just.
One more thing, Robert. I gotta enlighten you a little bit. And I say that respectfully. A lot of us in the industry, and I didn't know this till 2 years ago. I did a nice factory tour of a big brake outfit out in California.
Yeah.
And the reason why we commonly misunderstand that brake rotors will warp, they can, causing a pulsation. They can, but what causes the pulsation is the brake pad material is embedding on the rotor. It's a hard sell for a lot of us in the industry because we just rotors are warped, they're dancing, you know, resurface or replace. But if you talk to an engineer or a chemist doctor, right, the guys that are designing the linings, they'll tell you you're embedding pad material. So, hey, thanks for liking Facebook, brother. Stay in touch, man.
Hey, Robert, we'll get those Renaissance Festival tickets out to you, all right, man?
Hey, thanks for
calling in. Call anytime. Wrench Nation. Well, that's another one in the books. Good job, man.
All right, yeah.
Fun. All right, we'll be back next week, 4 o'clock. You got something to say through that bullhorn?
We're working on the sound effects, people. Thanks for listening. Tune in and check us out on YouTube.
and like on Facebook and Twitter at Ranch Nation. See you next week.